Pheromones are secreted by haploid yeast cells in order to attract other yeast cells for reproduction. However, we performed our experiment by observing asexual reproduction in yeast. The yeast were placed in either broth or sterile water to observe the effect of food availability on the asexual reproduction of alpha-type yeast.
Our research question was, how does food availability affect the asexual reproduction rate of alpha-type yeast cells?
Our hypothesis was the yeast cells will reproduce in broth environment faster than in the sterile water environment.
Our independent variable was the yeast environment, either broth or sterile water. Our dependent variable was the rate of reproduction, the percentage of budding yeast cells in each environment. Our control group was the sterile water environment, and some constants include the type of yeast, amount of broth or water, and the type of microscope.
Some of our materials and methods included a microscope, an alpha-type yeast, toothpick, a glass slide, 1 milliliter of broth or sterile water, a plastic bottle with a cap, and the process we followed was putting 1 milliliter of broth in one bottle and 1 milliliter of sterile water in another. We collected alpha-type yeast and put approximately the same amount in each bottle. Let both bottles sit over the weekend. Put a sample of the yeast and broth on a glass slide and observe it under a microscope. Count the number of budding cells and normal cells in the sample, about 100 cells total. Do the same for the yeast and sterile water. Calculate the percentage of budding yeast cells in both the sterile water and broth environment to determine the rates of reproduction.
Our results showed that about 38% of the alpha-type yeast cells in broth were budding haploid cells, and about 16.8% of the alpha-type yeast cells in sterile water were budding haploid cells. Additionally, there appeared to be way more yeast cells in the broth than in the sterile water, indicating that the reproduction rate in the broth was very high. There is no qualitative data.
Our hypothesis was supported because according to the percentages of budding haploid cells in both sterile water and broth, the reproduction rate was higher in the yeast cells in broth. The broth contained 38% budding haploid cells and the water contained 16.8% budding haploid cells, which is less than half than the percentage in the broth.
Some sources of error could have been contaminating the samples, such as touching the top of the plastic bottle and the bottle of the cap too much. Doing this could possibly decrease the rate of reproduction in the yeast cells.
Some questions for future research. Do alpha yeast asexually reproduce more quickly than A-type yeast? And how quickly can alpha-type and A-type yeast cells sexually reproduce in sterile water?
In the future, we could wear sterilized gloves when handling the plastic bottles. We could also perform more trials in the experiment to determine if the data was accurate or not.